When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm all right. I've got a bit of a throat problem going on, but, you know, I'm being brave.
Yes, well done. You've had a cough for a while.
I have, yeah. So I've been to the doctor, and it's a little bit embarrassing because she did blood tests on me, and she then said, do you feel faint when you have blood tests or injections? And I said, I do a bit. And she opens this drawer and gets some sweets out, and to have a sweet, it'll help, right? And then she put them back in the drawer, and I noticed it was full of, like, I was brave at the doctor badges and stuff. So, anyway.
You're not wearing the badge now?
I'm not wearing it now, no, I didn't, but anyway. No. I didn't cry, so that's the main thing.
Well done.
Yeah, so what's going on with you? How's Mildred?
Mildred's good. Mildred's been for a groom. By the way, did you arrange a cockapoo quiz for me?
Yes, I might well have a cockapoo quiz. Are you up for it? What?
Did you actually sort out a cockapoo quiz?
Well, of course I did. You sprung it on me.
I did.
You sprung one on me, and I.
I had no idea. Okay, I mean that's. Right, I've got egg on my face now because I thought you were going to say no, but you do have a quiz.
I have got a quiz, so we'll see. I'll see if I can find it. I had forgotten that I'd done it, actually, but I will. All right, do you want to go for it? Cockapoo?
Oh, no.
Because let's remind ourselves.
All right, yeah, go on.
Because your chihuahua questions to me were very difficult, weren't they?
You got 5 out of 15.
Yeah, and they were very difficult.
They weren't. Hang on, to be clear, I didn't, you know, select the individual questions for you. That was the quiz that the internet gave me.
I'm not saying it was not a fair quiz. I just said it was difficult. All right. So, what famous dog, question one, what famous dog does the cockapoo resemble? Is it A, Lassie, B, the tramp, C, Benji, or D, Rin Tin Tin?
Benji.
Benji, yeah.
Benji, I'm going to go for pick. I know it's not. I know it's not Lassie.
Okay.
Do you know the answer to that?
I think so.
I don't know who Benji is, but I'm saying Benji. I have no idea who Benji is.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's all on my phone, I'm submitting your answer now. This could take forever.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Great.
And Benji are popular choices of families. Such a long answer. Benji is a famous fictional dog character that is also a mixed breed and is known for being friendly, smart, and lovable. Both the cockapoo and Benji are popular choices, so I suppose it's correct.
So 100% so far, 100%.
After one question, yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Approximately.
Hit me.
Yeah. Approximately, if only, approximately when did the cockapoo become popular, right? When did the, in the United States? Was it in the 1970s, the 1990s, the 1960s, or the 1980s?
Oh God! How do I know? How did that? Surely that's just an opinion.
You should know.
Did you say was the 1990s in?
Yes, it was.
I'm going to go as late as the 1990s.
Okay. Let's see what you... It's incorrect. 1970s.
Of course. Yeah. Of course it's the 70s.
Of course it is.
Because of the perm.
Yeah,
exactly. The perm, the curly hair.
Exactly. Which of these is not used as a name for the cockapoo, right? Which of these is not used as a name for the cockapoo? One, cockapoo. Two, spoodle. Cockapoodle. Or cockapoo, i.e. cock-a-poo.
B, it's B.
It's B, B is the one.
Used.
What, spoodle is not used?
Spoodle is not used.
Yeah.
Not heard spoodle.
All right, let's see. Incorrect.
Oh, for...
It's cock-a-doodle.
Come on.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, right? So...
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
You did. You did, if you'd been listening. Anyway, let's stop. Let's stop there. Because that's the same score as me. You got 1 out of 3. I got 5 out of 15. We'll call it a draw, shall we? Call it a draw. There may be some more of that fun later on if people want to hang around and listen. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for that.
No, you're welcome.
Sweet revenge. Speaking of cockapoos, how about that for a link?
Oh, hey. Well done.
I took my cockapoo.
Yeah.
So we got her groomed at a place called Heart and Hand in Notting Hill.
Yeah.
I don't know why we went to a... we went to a different place. This is right. Grace, we've been going to Urban Mutts in Westfield.
Oh, right.
And Mildred gets quite... I don't know if... Do you stay with Dot? You don't stay with
Dot. We stay with her. We don't let her just leave her there. Because actually...
Oh, okay.
She just has her nails clipped.
Oh, fine.
Someone called Lucy. Yeah.
Fine. Lovely.
But anyway, you went in, yeah.
So we normally go to Urban Mutts, but Mildred gets quite upset when we say goodbye.
Of course.
At the beginning. But then she's fine. Yeah. So Grace thought that maybe if we took her to another place, she wouldn't get upset at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that didn't work at all.
I don't follow the logic of that, I have to say. It's not... If we abandon her somewhere different, she might feel okay about it.
That's exactly what I said.
There's no logic there.
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, what?
I'm going to have to come on next week and apologise because I've got what happened wrong.
Yeah.
That's obviously what's going to happen.
That's
but, so we get this place Heart and Hand and she's upset at the beginning. Then she has a lovely time. She comes out. She's now a big giant fluff ball. We put a photo up on Instagram.
Mm.
And I was walking her through Notting Hill. By this point, I'm not with Grace. It's just me and Mildred. And we walk past a place on Portobello Road called, a very nice name for a donut shop, Donut Worry.
Oh,
do you
I
like
see.
That?
I do like it very much. I like a pun, name of a shop.
Can I just say,
yeah.
I, when I was a teenager, went for a job interview at Asda.
Mm.
I'm going off topic now, but it's connected to this.
Yeah.
I went for a job interview at Asda as a teenager, and it was a group job interview. And it was a group of us.
Yeah.
You had to all do it as a group. And the challenge that you had to do, they put you into twos. It was a bit like The Apprentice. Kind of two of you had to come up with an advert for donuts. And I had to get up with someone, and we drew a big donut on the poster, and I had the tagline, "Donut resist this." Come on. Didn't get the job.
You didn't get the job. For that.
Did it get a job?
I think it's a good effort. What do they want?
Do not resist this!
Yeah, but what was the job? What was the job? Stacking shelves and stuff.
Yeah, obviously, it wasn't a CEO, was it?
Well, I'm wondering...
But, hello, I'm here for the Chief Executive Officer of Asda.
But,
I think we need a rebranding. Yeah, it was for shelf stacking.
I was just wondering why they wanted you to, come up with creative ideas and stuff.
Exactly!
Yeah.
I did. It's a complete waste of time.
Yeah. I've worked in a supermarket as well. There used to be a chain of supermarkets called McFisheries, and a long time ago.
Jack.
Mm.
You worked in a chain of supermarkets that no longer exists.
Yeah, but I think it no longer exists. But we were...
what?
The warehouse was upstairs on this place. And what would happen is... Sometimes if the person at the checkout doesn't know the price of something, she would tannoy. The whole shop would hear it, and it'd be price check, Nescafe, 250 grams, please, price check. And if you're up, you're upstairs in the warehouse, and you've just got a book of all the prices, you'd have to reply over a tannoy, and you have to get your price, miss, 52p, 52. You know, that's what we did.
And it's no longer going this supermarket.
Funnily enough, no. But we were left on our own upstairs in this big warehouse on the top floor. And we used to get Christmas puddings and play football with them. I mean, you can do some damage with one of those if you kick them hard enough because they're heavy, you know. But anyway.
Oh, and what happened to your career at McFisheries?
It was partly depression, really. I couldn't cope with it. When I got... I was 15 or something. They give me a little blue coat, like a nylon blue coat, and a tie, right? A tie that says McFisheries on it. And the manager,
you're doing a tie,
stacking shelves
at a supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
That's back in the day, you know. And the manager said, he gave me the tie. He said, "Wear it with pride, son." And I thought, "What? I'm not." I mean, you know, I have nothing against work like that, but, you know, it's, I'm not going to wear the tie with pride, I don't think.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, like you've joined the army or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of
like
strange.
You're going to war. Yeah. Oh, that's done me. Yeah. Have you ever been sacked?
Yes. It was another job I had up the road from McFisheries. It was...
Stop saying McFisheries!
I know.
It's not real.
It is. What's the burger chain that is hardly anywhere anymore? Is it called Wendy's?
Wendy's.
No.
Wimpy or Wendy's?
No, it's Wimpy. It was Wimpy. I worked in Wimpy, right? I was only about 16. I got put on the grill first day. And they're saying, you know, this is how you make a burger. And I think, okay, I can cope with this. I can handle this. And then it starts getting busy. Because, you know, you cook to order. And I said, she goes, you know, I had to make an Olympic breakfast, right? She says, I said, what's Olympic breakfast? She says, look on the menu. And it was all sausages and eggs. And I was out of my depth, you know. I'd not been given any training. Anyway, after that, the owner, he just sacked me. He just said, just go. I don't know why he employed me and gave me that job. He threw me in the deep end. I had no way of knowing how to cook anything they wanted. But I said, why? What?
I can't breathe.
I said to him, why? What have I done? Why? And he said, well, he says, yeah, well, you tell me, what have you done? Absolutely nothing since you got here.
That's what you would have said.
Yes.
It sounds like you were meeting you.
Yes,
from the,
I know.
For the future. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So, early jobs. Yeah.
I actually got, I mean, I'd been working there for some time, but I unfortunately got sacked from the Odeon because, have I told you this?
No.
They introduced allocated seating, which...
Just a whole...
Which sounds simple enough.
A whole new layer of complication.
You think, wouldn't you? You think that would be simple enough. That there's your seat. It says it on the ticket. I'll sit in that one. We chose it when we purchased it at the counter. Mm. So let's go and sit in that one. No. Packed Friday night. This is when people actually went to the cinema. And I don't know what film was playing, but the screen was packed. And it took one person to go... Excuse me, sorry, someone's sitting in my seat and they won't move. So I had to go to that person and go, sorry, this isn't your seat. And then he would go, well, that's because someone sat in my seat. And that would point up, you know, towards the back. And then I'd have to go to him. And it just got to the point where I was panicking. Like, I can't handle this.
No.
I'm having to move too many people. And I just walked out. And I was removed.
Excellent. Yeah. Problem solving. Well done. Yeah. Did you have a torch, by the way? Did you have a little torch?
I did have a torch. And I used that torch with pride.
Good. Yeah. I hope you kept the torch when you walked out. You should have done that at least. Get something from it. But I went to the cinema. I went to the cinema on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. What was Dolly doing?
Dolly had a babysitter looking after her.
Oh, lovely.
So we went to cinema and... it was a fancy cinema where they sort of do table service.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, and that you there's menus and they bring you drinks to where you're sitting, and people were having hot dogs and nachos.
Why do you sound angry about this?
Because
this
it was very annoying. It was, I just thought, why does everyone have to eat the whole time? Can't we just watch a film and then go out and eat? Can't you do that? What's wrong with people? It was terrible. It spoiled it for me. And plus, the staff were endlessly going along the rows. And, you know, it's like walking.
That's
really annoying.
Yes.
Really annoying.
Infuriating.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, God. You're not going to shame the cinema.
I won't name it. There's no point. They were doing their best, but I did find it annoying. And I don't think it's for me, that kind of thing.
Okay. Mm. Yes. Fine. Is it one of those cinemas where they don't do actual popcorn, like you have to buy the popcorn in the packet?
Oh no, it did, like, do proper popcorn.
It's like tough. Okay,
it was
good.
Quite good quality. Oh, popcorn, I have to say. It was quite nice.
Fine, good. I'm glad it had a redeeming feature. But anyway, all I was meant to say was I was walking Mildred through Portobello Road, and sometimes, you know, I can either be daydreaming or, you know, on my phone. Unfortunately, I hate that, but I'll be on my phone. And then Mildred will suddenly, she'll stop, and you know how you kind of accidentally yank your dog because you've not stopped at the same time. It's always a horrible moment. And I turned round, and outside Donut Worry was, you know, this is quite trendy now, especially in Notting Hill. They'll have like AstroTurf outside the shop, like a patch of AstroTurf to just make it seem more scenic. It looks nicer, especially in the summer. And I look round, and Mildred is absolutely laying one on the AstroTurf of this stall. And I look up at the stall and no one's there.
Right.
And I think I can't just yank her mid dropping. So I'm just going to have to let her finish this. I let her finish. Yeah. Hurry up, hurry up. And luckily, thank God, it was a healthy one. It was one of the solid ones.
Right.
When you pick up, you're like, oh, thank God, right? So I get the bag out quickly, move Mildred out the way, and I go to pick it up, and I look up one more time, and this face is now over the stall, looking down at me. Oh. And it's completely expressionless. It's completely expressionless. I have no idea which way this is going to go.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm so sorry. And excuse my French, but he... he just looked and he just went, "Shit happens."
Well, that's quite cool. Quite laid back reaction.
It was very cool. So
there
you go. If you it's a dog friendly, dog poo friendly donut stall on Portobello Road. Check that one out. I thought I'd give him a plug for that, for being so, it's more than reasonable, I think.
Yeah. I'm glad you picked it up. Otherwise, someone might have thought, oh, look, they've dropped a donut on the way out. Let's get it. Yeah, I think we've got a great voice note. Someone, a listener in New Zealand, isn't it?
Yes.
And we've got our special guest coming up in a second, but we've got should we have a listen to our voice note?
Yes, this is from Liz in New Zealand. Thank you, Liz.
Hello. Here's a song I sing to my dog, Bodger. He's a Lao Chen and he's a bit fat, so he's often called Bodge the Podge. Here's the song. Bodger, Dodger, he's a bit of a podger. He lives like a lodger, but doesn't pay any rent. Love the show, listening to you from New Zealand. Bye.
Wasn't that great? Thank you, Liz. That was good. A nice little song.
Lovely. And nice to have listeners from the other side of the world. We've gone global.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? It's a good feeling.
By the way, we keep every week, and I love doing the pod, and we have fantastic listeners, and I love how much that all the listeners are enjoying it and saying so on the internet. We greatly appreciate it, giving reviews on the platforms. But we started this now. We've been going over a year, and I think on episode one, we kind of jokingly said, send in your dog songs if you've got any.
Yeah, yeah.
And for over a year, I think, every week we've been saying, if you've got anything else you want to ask us, if something has happened on a walk. Mm. We've really left it open for our listeners to send in anything. And every week they send in their dog songs.
Which is, it is lovely, but, just a reminder that our expertise is available to you as well if you have a problem.
Exactly. I think if you want advice of how to stay in a job, you can come to Jack, you can come to me. But I love the songs. It feels like a nice... It's like a nice tradition now.
It's a very unifying thing, isn't it? Because I had no idea other people are like that with their dogs. It's good to see.
It is very nice to see. Before we speak to our wonderful guest this week, I just want to say that I think I dropped this in the other week, but Mildred has developed a new nickname, which is the Naughty Naughty. I can't remember on which episode.
She's okay. The naughty. You are the naughty naughty.
Yeah.
you were the most well-behaved little mourners, but you were also the little naughty naughty.
Naughty, yeah. It's a nice name. I think dogs get a funny kick out of being called naughty. I think they like it. And they say, oh, you're naughty, aren't you? Me naughty. They do. They sort of think, oh, I am a bit, yeah. I am a bit. Did you notice?
Okay. Well, this just in. I suppose. As our regular listeners will know, things don't always go smoothly on Oh My Dog. And although we were meant to just be speaking to the wonderful Lee Francis, it turns out there was a technical issue. And Lee Francis, although he was here, this isn't a Kevin Bishop incident. Lee Francis was here. He couldn't get onto the call.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't make it work. He couldn't get on the platform.
No,
I recognise these are coming across as very thin excuses for not having a guest. When you've,
I did
already...
speak to him. If that's any help.
What did he say, Sarah? What did he say?
Yeah,
it's just difficult getting into the studio today. So he's there. He's waiting, but because of a technical thing that I need to sort out behind the scenes, we won't be able to make that happen today.
No, that's fine. Okay. Right. To be clear, if people wonder, you know, about the magic of how this podcast is made, it's when you say getting into the studio, it's not like you got caught in traffic. It's actually you put on your computer and click on an email and you're in. Yes. That's it. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. But it is a studio, just for the sake of professionalism. It is a studio online.
I think we use the word professionalism loosely.
Yeah.
But it was Lee Francis, aka Keith Lemon, who I think has
Lee's
agreed.
Saying
to...
he's here.
Well, he's back in again.
Lee's saying he's here. He's in the chat.
Where? Oh, he's in the chat.
He's in the chat and not able to speak.
Why is he still here? Well, I don't understand. You've spoken to him and said goodbye. But he's carried on watching.
But
he can see us. This is like a horror film. He's messaging saying he can see us.
It's like Saw. Basically, I sent the link again. So he's tried again, bless him. He's trying.
Yeah,
but
he
it's
is.
Just not working.
I feel like I'm being haunted by the ghost of Lee Francis. For the listeners, let me explain. We're all speaking to each other on screen. And there's a little chat kind of forum on the side of the window on our screens. And Lee Francis is talking to us in text, but not here. Jack is now text Lee saying, have you got your camera and mic on? What difference does that make?
Well, it would mean that we can then see and hear him, wouldn't it?
No, I meant...
Don't let me explain it to you as well.
He's written, I'm here, I can see you.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is such a shame. Thank you for trying to stay on the show, Lee. I mean, it's quite frightening that you carried on watching even though you said goodbye.
Yeah.
How do I get in?
He's now texting you.
How do I get in? He wants to know. Okay.
I can't help him.
How do I screen record this? Hang on, Lee. Hang on. Thank you for coming on. Oh, my dog. Tell us about your relationship with dogs.
There we are. So we can do it by text. This is it's the first podcast that's actually just done by text.
This is my...
Lee has replied, my dog is dead. And I'm very, very... And he says it's not funny. Of course it's not funny, Lee. I'm so sorry. It's just the way it was the timing. What sort of dog was it, Lee? Do I have to text him for that?
I think you might have to write it down.
I can't.
I've texted him. What sort of dog was it? Chihuahua. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I'm so sorry, because I have a Chihuahua. I have a Chihuahua. I don't know if you can hear me. I have.
Yeah, he can hear us. He can hear okay. us.
Okay, yeah. Probably not a very helpful thing to say, I've got a Chihuahua, when you've just said that your Chihuahua has died. Oh,
1-0.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But we will get Lee back on for real. We will do that.
I can't just... I can, yeah.
He just can't get in.
It's awful.
We're going,
this is horrendous.
We're going to sort this out.
Yes, Lee, we'll have to trouble you again and get you back on once we've figured this out. But thank you so much for watching and for texting in to Oh My Dog. It's been a pleasure to read you.
Yeah.
This afternoon.
It has been a real pleasure. And, you know, we look forward to speaking to you in person at sometime in the future, if you can find time. And good luck with the tour.
Yes.
And once again, sorry about your Chihuahua.
Yes, Lee will be on tour with his first ever live tour, My First Time, where you can go and see him. He's not actually there. He just texts messages into the auditorium.
I can't believe it's his first tour. He's been, Keith Lemon has been around forever. And then there was Bo Selecta. So I'm amazed it's the first tour. Yeah.
That will be fantastic. It'll be absolutely
brilliant. It will be.
I can't wait to see it. At the Palladium. But anyway, look, Lee, we will let you go because this is ridiculous. this is absolutely ridiculous. So lots of love. Thank you for coming on. And we look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. We don't know. I don't know if he's there or gone.
It's like a seance, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be in touch, Lee.
He's still trying. Stop trying. Stop trying.
I think we're going to...
Stop trying. This is over. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's not
please.
Going to work. Shall I just go?
Yeah. Just go, yes. please. Just go.
Yeah.
Please get on with your life. Forget this ever happened.
Yes, it was a shame.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. We yes. will.
Yeah. We will make it.
Yes, we will make it work. Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much
for trying so hard.
Yeah.
Too hard. Thank you, Lee.
Bye.
Oh my God. I fell off my chair. Ta-ra, ta-ra. Wow. Okay. Lee's gone. I don't know, Jack, if we can, and Sarah, I'm not sure we could probably use this as a Lee Francis episode. I think it would be quite unfair to tell people that Lee Francis is on this episode and then for that to be his appearance.
No. We're not going to do that.
No, okay. He's still here. Go away! Go away! Can we get him to Lee? Lee, we don't want you on the show now. Go away! It's gone full circle. He's
he
naked.
He says I'm naked, yeah.
Well, thank God the screen's not working. So where are we? First of all, before we go... Are you reading these, Jack?
Oh,
it's gone all Silence of the Lambs now.
Lee, there's a screen down the right-hand side of when we're doing this where we can read all the texts. That's how this is all happening, listener, in case you make your own podcast. And I wouldn't try because it's quite hard. We're seasoned professionals, but not everyone can do it as effortlessly as we do.
I love that you think that people are still listening.
I know. People are probably selling their dogs by now, saying I've gone off the whole thing.
I'm getting a cat.
Yeah.
Right, we need to wrap this up. I also made the mistake, sorry, you pointed out, I said that we've been going over a year. We haven't been going over a year. We've been going under a year. And that's why we're just smoothing out these little these little flaws that we have. It's just taking us a little while. Just do stay on board. We will get there.
Occasionally, we just have these little things that we'll be ironing out as the time goes by. Yeah. It. When is our anniversary then? When did we start doing this? In March or something?
March the 6th was the first show. March and Lee's the still there, by the way.
Oh, don't I know it?
He says, I bet I'll get in when you've gone. And he'll... So he'll just be sitting there on his own. Talking.
Oh, God. Anyway. That's it, isn't it? That's all we got to talk. How's Juniper?
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's having a little kip right now. So the other day, I'll tell you something that happened. She's teething, so she's biting me, on my jumper, I should say. And I went to stand up and I heard this noise and a little yelp. And then her tongue was going around her mouth and this little tooth came out.
Oh God.
I was horrified and thought she'd broken a tooth. I phoned the vets almost in tears and text Simon, and it's just her baby tooth that come out.
It's a little milk tooth that comes out.
Yeah. And,
so this is something you do when you're wondering what to do with Juniper, is you text the Oh My Dog behaviourist.
Dog expert.
Yeah, every dog time. Expert. So, yeah.
He's like my personal, I've got a hotline to dog expert.
Yeah.
It's great to have. Yeah, very, very helpful.
Yeah, I love Simon.
What's his, just in case our listeners want to also do the same and bombard him with messages or even use him up in Manchester if they need help. What's his Instagram handle again?
It's at Dognitive Therapy.
There you go. So if there's anything you want to iron out with your dog's behaviour, do get in contact with Simon on Instagram. Our dog expert. We should get him on again soon.
Well, I think we should.
Oh, sorry, it's at Dognitive Behaviour.
Okay.
This is a mess.
Yeah.
This is an absolute mess.
Simon's getting married as well, so we've got to, him back on when he's a married man. Yeah.
Okay. When's he getting married?
This week.
Oh, very soon. Okay. Oh, wow. Right. Oh, well, congratulations to Simon.
Yes.
And I hope it all goes well. Hope the weather's nice for him. I wonder if one of his dogs will be the bridesmaid or something like that.
Leah, she might be the ring bearer.
Yeah, definitely. Ring bearer, that'd be good.
Lee, at this point, Lee is saying his camera is on, but it won't let me in. So I'm going to quickly say thanks for listening to Oh My Dog. Each week we get all these insights from our guests when they show up. And we hope you enjoy getting to know a different side of them through their relationships with their dogs.
Yes, and please do get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com and find us on Instagram at omdpod. Loads of extra content and videos there, and you can send us your voice notes or texts if you're Keith Lemon.
And don't forget to give us a very worthy, I think, a deserved 5-star review wherever you get your podcast to, especially for production. And remember, a dog is for life, not just for podcasts. What an absolute mess.
No, final text from Lee. He says, where can I buy a new dog? Well, I can't get in.
Wow.